morning, everybody. Jason here. Another coffee and a chat out and about today. So while the old Facebook Live is warming up, I'll do the quick intros as we normally do. Jason Witten's my name. Been property investing over 20 years and coaching property investors over 18 across Australia and New Zealand. There's those who are joining for the first time. Welcome. Those who are coming back. Those like Alison and James and Greg and so on. Great to see you guys again. But today I wanted to have a bit of a chat on our coffee and a chat. Morning, Karen. Yeah, been a while. Good to see you here. Had a bit of an interesting chat yesterday with one of a client, and it was a good chat. He reached out. He was thinking that he might want to sell one of his properties, his property investments, and he's in the program, in the mentoring program, getting coaching, and sort of said, well, listen, I need a coaching session. I said, what's up? And he said, well, I've got two investment properties. One's done amazing, according to me, morning, Paula, and it's gone up quite a lot. The other property hasn't gone up as much, so I think I want to sell it because I reckon that one hasn't done as well. So it was a good insight to often many of us as property investors have this compared to what this comparison issue when it comes to property investing. You guys hear me often say, you know, buy well, never sell. Be happy with the property you've purchased. It's very rare that I'll encourage somebody to sell a property, especially if that property is not holding you back. You know, the cost of buying the property, stamp duty, LMI, other costs, and the cost of selling a property, capital gains tax, agents fees, some other costs, is quite a prohibitive thing when it comes to real estate. And that's why, in my experience, over 20 years and over 10,000 property deals with clients, buying and selling regular residential real estate to create money is actually a flawed strategy. It doesn't work. Being a property developer is completely different to residential real estate. So I was chatting with my client yesterday. I said, well, tell me about the property. Tell me why, in your mind, you think the property is no good and you want to sell it. I said, what did you buy it for? Bought it for $400,000. What's it worth right now? $600,000 to $650,000. I'm thinking, that's pretty good. How was it? Was it new? Yeah. You know, he'd received about $80,000 in tax deductions also over the life of the property. But the rent was still a bit low. The rent hadn't gone up significantly in the time frame that he'd purchased it. He'd purchased it in 2006. It was now 2021. And in his mind, he's saying, well, I was wanting this property to double in value, which is fair. However, it's not the predictor of success of the properties, okay? And this is an interesting one, this comparison, this compared to what for you or me or others as a property investor is important to sort of get our heads around. Because when we purchase our properties in the acquisition phase, the idea is those properties are to be owned for at least 15 to 20 years, if not forever. I don't want you guys selling them in the future. Buy them to own forever. But the point is, when is that property successful? When has the property done its job? And here is my hurdle. Here is my rule in property investing. If you put, let's say this property he purchased for $400,000, he put in $85,000 into that property to buy it. Now, over the years, he has topped up the mortgage and he has taken out of that property over $120,000. He's taken the money back out because of the property's equity growth. So for me, the property is 100% successful in returning the capital to you as a property investor, continuing to produce income, and getting some tax deductions and some growth into the future. So even though it's only grown 250 grand or whatever over that period of time, and his other property had grown 500 grand over that period of time, the property is successful, gang. The property's done its job. It owes you nothing, owes you no money. And my benchmark is within the first 7 to 10 years, if that property can give you back your deposit sooner, the better, the property is done. You keep it, maintain it and keep it. It owes you nothing. Imagine you lent some money to a friend, $100 to a friend, and they gave it back to you. Was that a successful transaction? And the answer is yes. You technically are giving the money to the property. The property gives it back. You now own a property. It owes you nothing. It's free. The return is endless. It's, you know, a million gazillion percent because it owes you nothing. You have zero in the deal. So I just want to give that shout out today, gang. When you're sitting there and you've got this comparison thing going on, I always say, you know, capital growth is a vanity metric. It's a vain concept because you're not going to live off the capital growth in the future. You're going to live off the income. And if the property is not producing enough income or the right income, then we might talk about replacing it with a better property. That's a better discussion sometimes, but only if that property's holding you back. So gang, hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that landed today. Just a quick one today, just to talk about, just don't let, you know, the comparison concept, the compared to what? Comparison is the thief of joy, the thief of feeling happy about where you are in your process of investing. Don't compare yourself to others. Your race is your race. Rationalize your conversation with yourself and the property. If the property gives the money back, it's done its job. Awesome. Move on. Keep the property. If its income is not improving, adds value to the property. If that's not going to fix it, then maybe we talk about replacing it with a better one. Anyway, gang, hopefully that made sense. Coffee and a chat done and dusted. Today is Thursday. I'm pretty sure. Hopefully it is. So join me tomorrow for another coffee and a chat. Big shout out to anyone still listening. If you want to dial into these coffee chats, they're called Wealth Coffee Chats on a podcast, Spotify or iTunes. And if you want to know more, dive deep into some of the data, some info, jump onto Sam's Urban Property Investor podcast. He goes deep into these concepts, which is brilliant. His mind is amazing. I think he's the best property strategist, specific property strategist in the country, hands down. There is no one better than Sam Saggers. And if you want to do a little bit more wider research about what the true meaning of wealth is, I ask a lot of people that question on my podcast, The Wealth Faculty, and maybe have a listen to that one too sometime if you're up for it. Anyway, gang, coffee and a chat done. Hope you're all awesome and well, and join me tomorrow around about the same time, 8 o'clock-ish, for another coffee and a chat. Stay well, stay out of trouble, stay safe, and bye for now. Adios. See you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.